Older workers, for one thing, have an excellent work ethic. Every day that we're scheduled to be here, we get up, clean up, dress up, and show up.
That's Jack Farrow, a retired educator and school administrator currently living in Cassville, Missouri. Jack commutes daily from his home to Silver Dollar City's McAfee Homestead, where, as Frisco Jack, he sings songs and tells tales to the tourists who gather round.
Think about a retired history teacher working someplace that their motto up front is, you have a great past ahead of you. How much fun is that for me to come in here and tell stories and play music for people and to explain an 1843 homestead house to a 12-year-old who's never seen one before?
Jack Farrow is representative of a growing number of Americans who, when possible and for a variety of reasons, work for their long-term employer past retirement age or post-retirement, seek out new employment opportunities. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, of the 144 million Americans employed in 2013, 7.68 million, or a little over 5%, were 65 years of age or over. At Silver Dollar City, where Frisco Jack works, 25% of the employees are 60-plus.
It's we old people that are the pillars who keep the walls up. We don't care how hot it gets or how cold it gets or how hard the work is, because we have committed and we said we're going to be here, and we show up.
This is a place where a teenager who may be working here for the summer is working right beside a 65-year-old, and they get along.
Brad Thomas is president of Silver Dollar City Attractions, which includes the Silver Dollar City theme park, Whitewater, and the showboat Branson Bell.
And what I love is when the 17-year-old or the 18-year-old is learning from the 65 or the 68-year-old, but equally important, when the 68-year-old is learning from the 17 or 18-year-old. That's that unique environment that we're blessed to live and work in here at Silver Dollar City.
About older workers, Thomas says Silver Dollar City has two types of simultaneous work experiences occurring.
We have individuals who may have been here for 3 or 4 decades, and we also have new hires that come in that are over 60 years old. And that is really important to the lifeblood of this workforce. There is a culture here that likes to pass on knowledge. Our seasoned employees love to pass on knowledge to our guests, but also to their coworkers. And we're blessed because we have individuals that want to pass that knowledge along.
I plan on working as long as I can be productive, and as long as we have good people to work with where I can teach them what little bit I still know about candy making.
Meet June Ward, Silver Dollar City's master candy maker. The craft of candy making was passed down to her when she first came to work at the Branson theme park 46 years ago.
That was in 1968. We still make hard candy here. We make peanut butter filled hard candy where we put peanut butter inside the hard candy. We do all kinds of chocolate, and every day or so, I think of something that those three candy makers taught me that these people don't know. And I told every young person that's come in here, if you like what you're learning, you'll never have a job. It'll never be work. See how that machine is agitating that sugar and corn syrup and water mixture? And we put 10 pounds of that in every batch of fudge we make.
And they make some of the most marvelous candy here. I mean, that was a big draw when they asked me to come to work down here.
Now in her second season at Silver Dollar City, 65-year-old Carla Byram is a retail clerk selling candy in the shop above June Ward's kitchen. A former stay-at-home mom and EMT, Byram earned a master's degree in social work at the age of 45, then went to work for and retired from hospice, where she still volunteers on her days away from Silver Dollar City.
I've just got to be doing something. And if it's serving someone and making someone happy, great. I've done a lot of volunteerism, and I still do that through the church and stuff when I have time. But here you meet so many neat people. It keeps you young and active. I have several high school friends back in Kansas that are so sedate and just don't know what to do with themselves. And it's sad because there's so many things out there you can do. You can volunteer, you can work here for a pittance, but to me, it's not a pittance. It's my play money. What I take a cruise on in the months that we're closed, and what I can buy my bucket list stuff with. You know, I have a Saab convertible, and I love it, you know?
They can depend on them being here. The older folks are sincere about what they're doing, and they do a good job.
After working several jobs in his 33 years at Silver Dollar City, 88-year-old Gene Bortner is now the theme park's official greeter stationed at the main entrance at Marvel Cave. 2014 also marks Gene Bortner's 33rd year of retirement from an industrial job in Kansas.
I looked around and I saw all these old folks, and I thought, boy, this is just a wonderful place for an old guy like me after retirement to get a few bucks. You know, you can only mow your lawn so many times, and fishing, sitting in a boat, you get all cramped up. So I came over here and they said, come on, we'll put you to work. And I've been working ever since. What is good for me is that at my age, I think I'm rather limited in what I can do. I doubt that the world has too many positions for me at 88 years of age. And here, I look around, I notice all these senior folks, and I believe in my heart that they are here because they are regular. What I mean is that they are steady. They can depend on them being here. The older folks are sincere about what they're doing, and they do a good job. I love it. Can't wait to get up in the morning to come to work.
For the KSMU Sense of Community series here at KSMU.org, I'm Mike Smith.